Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Vav. Daf Vav, we are on Hey Amabase, four lines from the bottom. We'll start with Rav Asi. So we're talking about different cases of Suffolk. Says the Gemara, Rav Asi, Kari Megillah Behutzal Ba'ar Besar Ubachamesar. Rav Asi read the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th. Why? Misafkalei. He wasn't sure. Mukafas Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nunhi. Ilo. He wasn't sure whether it was Mukaf Choma from the day of Yeshua Ben Nun or not. And therefore, he read on both days just to be safe. What day did he make the brachas? He made the brachas on the 14th, because that's the day that Rov of Klal Yisrael read the Megillah. But he did it on both days, as we mentioned, because of Safik. Ika da Amri. Others say, Amar Avasi, Hai Hutzal de Beis Binyamin. Mukafas Choma Mos Yeshua, or no, he made a statement. He said, if it sure is Mukafas Choma from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore only on the 15th. The Rashba here is a couple of important ha'aris relating to Mukafas Choma and Sveikos and the Halacha Lamaisa. Says the Rashba, Umistavrili, it makes sense to me. Says the Rashba, and the Ritva also brings it, to Kol Hani Mili Be'eretz Yisrael. All these differences between walled cities and unwalled cities and Sveikos, what they do, a Suffolk has to read in both days, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Shebizmana takana hayu areyim yiduos umukubalos biyadam. Because when they made the takana, when Mordechai and Esther made the takana, they knew. They knew which cities in Eretz Yisrael had been walled from Yeshua ben Nun and which didn't. It wasn't that long before. Count 70 years back to the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then count 410 years of the Beis HaMikdash being built. And then, I mean, it was like hundreds of years, but it wasn't thousands. So he says they knew. Ezu hi ir ve'ezu krach, mibrei shahaya lahem ladas, mach was bezdin, bebatei arechoma, v'shiluach mitzarayim. And there were other halachas that applied. Aval kol bechutz la'aretz, iker takana kein aisa. The takana in Chutz La'aretz was, shekol shehei safik ba, lo yikru el biyudal bilvad. That was inherent in the takana. In Eretz Yisrael, if you're not sure, so you got to be machmir. Read it both days, but in Chutz La'aretz not. Lefi, sh'af heim, v'adai, lo kim lu b'kol machos achashverosh, b'sheva v'eser mumei amidina b'cholir v'ir, sheva hem. Did they know in that time which was a walled city in the Achashverosh, izim ukevitz chomim mos Yeshua benuni, lo? They had no idea in every one of the 127 provinces. V'heim lo tiknu l'shum makom shnei yamim, elo o arbeisa o chameisa. It was either one. So, if you're not sure, Berchutz La'aretz says the Rashba, one day, the 14th, that's it. Hilkach, af anan, kol shu safik in koronosa ela biyudalit, dal karchin kainas kinu, kol vadai mukav shebechutz la'aretz v'chameisar, kol safik shebechutz la'aretz v'arbeisar. Important ha'alacha, ha'ara of the Rashba. Okay, we continue. Last line. Am Reb Yochanan. Ki avina talya, when I was younger, amina milsa, I said something to she'ilna lasave, vishtaka kavasi, I said something that I said to my elders, and it was found like me, meaning it was, they agreed. And we quoted the pasuk earlier, the end of Amud Beis yesterday, from Yeshua Yutes, that quoted certain names of certain cities, and now we're going to darshan those names that they might not be really the names of those cities. Vishtaka kavasi, here we go. Chamas utferia. Chamas is really Tveria. That was its real name. Alamanikra Shma Chamas. So why does the pasuk in Yeshua call it Chamas? Al Shum Chame Tveria. The hot springs. The hot springs of Tveria, that's why it's called Chamas. Says the Ben Yoyada. That's his greatest achievement. His greatest achievement is Chamas. What? It's a city in Eretz Yisrael. It's, as the Achronim say, it's one of the four holy cities. Tveria, Tzfat, Chevron, and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim obviously being first. Not in the Midrashim, it's later. But all you talk about is the hot springs. Says the Ben Yoda, that's his uniqueness. It's obviously, it's in Ira Kodesh. But that's what makes it unique, different than all other cities. Hashem put this special treasure in Tveria. Lav mishum shelo nimsa badavar yoser tov min achamin, karu al shem achamin. Of course not. Ela karu al shem achamin, ki bazei yela simin muvak. Yoser shelo nimsa b'chol Eretz Yisrael me'in cham elazeh shel Tveria. That was its uniqueness among other holy cities, and that's why it is called that, says the Ben Yoyada. So that's Chamas. Rekes zu tzipori. Rekes is really tzipori, right? Not too far from Tveria. V'lama nikra shma rekes mishum dimidalia karaksa denara. Why is it called Rekes? Because it is elevated like the rocks, like the banks of a river. It's elevated. Remember the Gemara we had in Masechah Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi says, I want to be with those who start Shabbos in Tveria and who finish Shabbos in Tzipori. Why? Because Tveria is all the way in the valley, all the way down by the Kinneret. They start Shabbos earlier because the mountain blocks. This is according to the opinion that you go by Lamaisa where you are, right, topologically, and not just where you are, you know, in the world. That's a machlokas. This Gemara seems to be a real raya that you would start, that we would go by that. But Sipori is up on top. It's up on the mountain overlooking. So therefore he wants to keep Shabbos as late as the Tzipori people, because they have the light much later. So that's what Tzipori, the Gemara says. Tzipori is elevated, like the riverbank is elevated above the river, and that's why it's called Rekis. Kinneret, Zuginosar. Kinneret, that is really Ginosar, the city of Ginosar. V'lama nikrashma Kinneret. Why? Demitiki, Peira, Kakala, Tekinari. The Peiros are sweet, like the sound of a harp. Gives you such pleasure, like a nice musical sound gives you pleasure. So too, the fruit are also. All of these are very, you know, up north. The Peiros Ginosar, as they are mentioned in other places, the Gemara in Brachas, that some people used to get drunk from the Peiros Ginosar so much. They were so, so delicious. Amar Rava. Mi iko lamanda amar Rekes laftverihi? How could we suggest that Rekes is Tzipori and Chamas is Tveria? Rava says there's nobody. Is there anybody who would suggest that Rekes is Tveria? Vaha, and he's about to bring Rai, is the other way. Vaha ki shachiv in ishacha, when a person dies here, says Rava, meaning where's here? In Bavel. When a person dies in Bavel, hasam safti lehachi. This is what they would be maspid them there. Meaning, they used to bring the dead, even then. They used to bring, not even then, Yaakov Avinu. Right, you don't have to go back even further. But there was a minhag to bring them, and interesting, where'd they bring them? Tveria. In Babel, they brought some of the Amorim to Tveria. When they used to bring them there, this is what they used to be masked for them in Eretz Yisrael. Gadol hu b'sheshach, a great person in Sheshach. Sheshach is Babel. How do you know? Atbash. Right? Rashi says, in Atbash, Sheshach is Babel. Gadol hu b'sheshach, v'shem lo b'rekes. He was Gadol in Sheshach, and he had a great name in Rekes. But you see, that is called Rekes. Tveria, Rekes is Tveria, because that's what they said in that place. V'chimaski aron alahasam, and when they would bring the Aron there, Safti Lehachi, Oave Seridim, those who love the Seridim. What is Seridim? Rashi says it means the Talmidei Chachamim, and the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, Oave Yisrael, those who love the Jews, Yoshvei Rakas, Tzu V'kablo Ruge Omek, please accept those who died in Omek. Omek, the Emek is Bavel. Remember we had in Tinus. You're not allowed to daven for Rov Geshamim, but you are allowed to in Bavel because it's very low down and the rain could totally flood it. And finally, Kinoach Nafshi de Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera was Nifter, Rabbi Zera, who we know was from Bavel, but then he made Aliyah, even against some of his Rebbeim's wishes. The Gemara tells us at the end of Ksubis, Pasach Aleihu Saftana, the Maspid started off, Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yalada. Eretz Shinar, Bavel gave birth to this person, Eretz Tzvi, but Eretz Yisrael, Gidla Sha'ashueha, was Megadel, this wonderful person. Oy Nala, woe is us, Amra Rekes, Ki Yivda Klei Chemda Sa'at, that we lost our Klei Chemda. But what do you see from all of these Hespedim? These three, you see that Rekes is Tveria. So what does the Gemara mean? Ask Rava, how could there be a suggestion that Rekes is something else? So Ela Amar Rava, so Rava argues. Ela Amar Rava, Chemezu Chami Gerar, some the other place, Rekes Utveria. Kineret Zuginosar, Velamanik Rashma Rekes. So why is it called Rekes? Why is Tveria called Rekes? Shafilu Rekanin Sheba, Malayan Mitzvahs Karimon. Even those who are empty in it are full of mitzvahs like a rimon, full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, right? It's similar to another chazal that comes up elsewhere. You see on the side, it quotes it, that all of Klal Yisrael, even the empty ones of Klal Yisrael, are full of mitzvahs like a rimon. Okay, a couple of important points that we have to mention. First, the Sri De'esh in a tshuva asks a simple question. Rava is saying, how could anybody, well, let's ask it as a question. What kind of lashon is Rava saying, mi ika lamanda amar? Is there anyone who suggests? Why doesn't he just argue? Why did he just say, usually you have an argument, you don't have the second opinion saying, who would say such a thing? Just argue. So maybe that question could be answered by asking another question, and that is, Rav is arguing here and saying, you know, how could he, who's the he, who's talking beforehand? Who was the one that made the first suggestion? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan was there. He was much closer, he was in Tveria. So what's Rava talking about? What, Rabbi Yochanan knows less than Rava about the names of Tveria? Ephes Rideish, Echi Tachain, Sheyachlok Rava Rabbi Yochanan, Sheyab Yochanan Yasha Betveria Atzma, Vishara Zakenim Shebair, Vizkimu Moshe Rekazin et Tveria. So one question answers the other one. Maybe that's what Rava is saying. Rava is saying Rabbi Yochanan can never have said this. He's not arguing on Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying, Mi Ika, is there any man to Omar that would have said this? No! He would never have said this. So you can't fathom that he said it, of course. If Rabbi Yochanan had said something, he would have accepted it. But there's no way he would have said it. So that's a ha'ara on the language of mi ika lamanta amar. Interesting lashon. Also, the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Yivel Lashon, writes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the last parak, in the sixth parak, he picks up on the lashon of kinoach nafshei, the Rebbe Zera. When we say somebody dies in the Gemara, we say noach nafshei. What did he have? Menucha. Menucha. So there are chazal that say the tzaddikim don't have menucha and all the mazeh until the end. But Rav Chaim Yivel Lashon writes, Shatam shakaran lamisas chachamim noach nafshei ki ha'adam mehayom shenolad ad shemeis tzorech lihilachim biyitzro shlo yipal mibisudaso. Our life is a battle. It's a battlefield. And the Mesulas Yesharim talks about this. We have to have our eyes open. It's a battle. It's a fight. V'cholzman sha'odenu chai hu b'mavak tmidi. While we're alive, we're in a constant battle. V'lachein, when a person dies, he has menucha. He has menucha, and he doesn't have the battle. Karm l'misa noach nafshi, sha'az yish menucha l'nafsho mimelchemes imha yetzer. That's why it's called menucha, because he no longer, now he just reaps the benefits of the battle that he had gone through his entire life. So that's another ha'ara on that. The Marsha here asks, why do we have to have three rayas? Three maspidim. Three maspidim of different people who died. So says the Marsha here, we're talking about three different people. What three different types of people? Says the Marsha. He says, look at each hesped, and the Marsha classically analyzes closely what the Gemara is saying here. Gimel mine hesped zachar kan. Al tamar, number one. Al tamar chacha mishlo zachar klal af begufal achar misal of Eretz Yisrael. First type is somebody who dies and is buried in Chutz Laretz. Safdu alav gadol. Right, what was the language? The language used in the first hesped was gadol hu b'sheshach, shame lo b'rekes. There was a great person in Bavel, and we heard about him in Rekes. I mean, he didn't come up there at all. Shame lo. His reputation precedes him. The yesh la hasped alav shalo zacha begufa lavo l'Eretz Yisrael. Mikamacham zacha b'shem tov lavo. Hasam the shame lo b'rekes. That's number one. Number two, what's the second one? Misha lo zacha lamus sham be'eretz Yisrael. Somebody was not zochet to die in Eretz Yisrael, but zacha la'achamisa. There is a question in the postgame we mentioned in past years. Is it a kitrug? Is it a kitrug to die in Chutz Laretz and be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Oh, you didn't come in when you're alive. Oh, only when you're dead. Only when a person dies, they come here. No, okay, now it's comfortable enough in Eretz Yisrael. Right, but not before it. So there is a minority opinion that has that approach, that if somebody doesn't live there, they shouldn't be buried there. But that's not the minhag ha'olam. That's not what most sources say, that there's a schus. Schus, if somebody didn't have the schus of living there beforehand, at least lachar misa. So, the second one is someone who did not live there, but he brought there. Damaski arona, da lahasam, yesh lahaspida love, shalo zacha b'chayav love olasham. He didn't come. Da'ashkas, what is it, Ray? Haruge omek. They died in Amek, by Bavel, so mikriki lueno meis bezmano. V'nera b'chayt zeh, he was dar b'chutz la'aretz. But he was ocha to be buried there. Right, that's the second hespit that he says, right, when the Maskeron is not the OAVC, Yoshve Bereket, Sova Kablu, except, the Aron is coming. And finally, the third is about Reb Zera. Reb Zera actually made Aliyah. Reb Zera lived there. For Reb Zera, Shazacha Bechayev, Likarnas Eretz Yisrael, Kamar, Mikamakam Yesh La Hospital of Al Sha'av the Klecham Dasa. Somebody is Zoche, so it's still a loss that they died. And Vadein Oved Bemisaso, Shishlo Hisharas Anefesh, Avayesh La Klai Yisrael La Hospit, Al Mashenevda Mam Klecham Dasam. The Chulu. So the Marsha says, why do we have three examples? Because it's talking about three different types of people in terms of their relationship with Eretz Yisrael. Never got there la'achar misa, or got there even mechayim. That's the example of Reb Zera. And the Gemara ended off by saying, Shafilu reikanin sheba melein mitzvahs karimon. Even the empty ones are full of mitzvahs like a rimon. Ask the Turi Evan, what was unique about Tveria? As I mentioned, the Gemara elsewhere says all of Yisrael are Malei Mitzvos Kerimon. Here the Gemara says specifically the people who lived in Tveria are Malei Mitzvos Kerimon. So the Chidah and the Pesach Inayim connects it to the Gemara that we mentioned earlier. And that is because they started Shabbos very early. And people who start Shabbos very early, what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? Anyone who is Makabel Shabbos, a Mechabit Shabbos, Kilchaso, Afilu Ove Avodah Zarah Ke'enosh, Moch Lemo Akol Avonosav. So that's why they have plenty of mitzvahs. Because if they have they're extra special in Shabbos, so then they are Malay in mitzvahs. There's a scary Yisod Shorash V'Havodah. It says that we know that the Neshamis have a respite on Shabbos. They get out of Gehenna on Shabbos. And towards the end of Shabbos, they start going back. That's what we say, Tzidkas Chetzedek, late on Shabbos, because they're going back, also because of maybe David and Moshe. That's why we do this, and that's why there's even a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin this way. We paskin the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're not allowed to eat Shalosh Shudas between Mincha and Meyer on Shabbos afternoon. You're not allowed also even to drink water. Why? Because it's inappropriate. Right, to when the Neshamas are going back to Gehenna for me to be eating. Right, that's quoted in Tosfos and Arvei Psachim. But Tosfos, and we paskin the other way, we paskin it's a mitzvah, lechatchila, to eat between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Lechatchila, that's when we eat Shalosh Shudas. The question is, so when does Shabbos end in Shamayim? What zman does the gatekeepers of Gehenna hold? They hold the Gro, Rabbeinu Tam. What do they hold? So the Sodi Sharash Vavoda says, they hold whatever we held in this world. Whatever Shabbos Zman we held, we ran out of Shabbos as quickly as possible. So that's the Zman that we have in Lasa Lava. If we are Mamshach Shabbos, if we love Shabbos, if we extend Shabbos, so we'll have a Shabbos extended for us as well, Lasa Lava. So that's the, in terms of Dafka Tveria, says the Pesach Inayim, says the Chidah here, that is why the Anshei Tveria are the ones that have a special place in Shemayim in terms of Malei Mitzvos Kerimon. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, another opinion, Rekesh Shema, the opposite. We had Rekes and Tveria, right, that's what Rava said, Rekes is Tveria, now we have the opposite. Rekes is its real name. V'lama Nishkar Shema Tveria, why do we label it and call it Tveria? She Yosheves B'tibura Shel Eretz Yisrael. Because it sits in the belly button of Eretz Yisrael. It's the center. We don't think it's the center. Now we think it's somewhat north. But again, you have to remember, Eretz Yisrael is more north. All of Lebanon is really part of Halachic Eretz Yisrael. A lot of it goes up north. So to figure out exactly, look at a map of biblical Eretz Yisrael and see the center. And if it's not the middle, it might be a different type of center. Right? The Medrash Tanchuma also quotes that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is Tibur Haaretz. Yerushalayim is the Tibur Haaretz. The Sefer Achinuch quotes that in Parshas Truma when he talks about the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, building a base of Mikdash. He says it's built there. It's built right there. Why? Because that is the center of the world. Everything emanates from there. And the Bria Maisa Bracious came from there. Right? That is the middle. So that's Yosheves. But here another Gemara, the Tveri is also, in a certain sense, it's Tibur Shel Eretz Yisrael. Again, a Tibur, a belly button, also symbolizes sustenance. So we know the umbilical cord goes from the belly button of the child to the mother. So it also, whenever you see tibur, it might not only mean the physical center, but the source of sustenance. That's what we know, like a belly button isn't dafka, the middle of a body. You could have a high if you measure from the top of the head or the bottom, but it's the symbol of sustenance, and maybe that's what it can mean too. Okay, weiter, last suggestion. Rabba Amar Rekeshma also. V'lama Nikreshma Tveria, Shetova Ri'iyasa. It's seeing it is beautiful. Tova Ri'iyasa. So it might mean it is beautiful on the water. The Marsha says here, maybe it symbolizes the Sanhedrin. Tova Ri'iyasa, the Sanhedrin. When you see the Sanhedrin there, that is Tova Ri'iyasa, as we know, as we mentioned the Rambam, who says that was the last place the Sanhedrin was. Odi Yishlom Ritovar Yasa B'chachamim Sheyoshim Sham Sanhedrin B'yimei Rebbe Kedam Rinan B'sof Perek Beis De Rosh Hashanah. So different deos about the names of these. Amar Ze'ira, other names involved in these psukim. Kitron Zet Tzipori. Kitron is Tzipori. V'lama Nikra Shema Kitron. So Amar Nikra Shema Tzipori Sheyosheves Brosh Arak Tzipor. It's raised up like a Tzipori. Now we know Tzipori is a town up north over there. Tzipori, Hosea, they're all, Tveria, they're all up there where the Sanhedrin was after it left Yerushalayim. It says the Gemara, V'kitron Tzipori he. Is Kitron really Tzipori? Right, not like we said earlier that Rekes was Tzipori according to one opinion. Right, Kitron is Tzipori. V'ha, how could that be? V'kitron b'chelko shol zvulin have a Kitron was in the chelek of Zvulun. Dechsev Zvulun lahorish as Yoshvei Kitron ves Yoshvei Nahalol. We had in the first parak of Shoftim where it lists off all the Shvatim who did not drive out the nations that lived in those lands. So you see, Kitron was in Zvulun's area. Vizvulin mitraim amidos avavi, and Zvulin complained about what he had. Zvulin complained that he wanted something more. Shenamar Zvulun am chirif nafsholamus. Zvulin. Literally, if you read the Psukim in Shiras Dvorah and the fight with Barak and the enemy, so this might be a positive pasuk. They were moser nefesh to give their lives, but the Gemara is darshaning it that it's from the word embarrassed, ashamed. Am chirif nafsholamus. What does that mean? Why? Why were they ashamed and embarrassed? Matam mishum de Naftali al Maromi Sada. Because the next pasuk. Because Naftali, Shem Naftali, got the high points in the field. So they were jealous of Naftali. Amar Zvulun levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's amazing. Once they had their own, they were okay. But once they saw Naftali, Amaromi Sada, they were in the middle of fighting and they saw what they had, then he got upset. Fascinating. Kinna is only after you see others. Right? If everybody else has the same, fine. But if somebody else has more, then I'm going to be upset. Amar Zvulun levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbono Shel Olam. Lachai natata lahem sadosu kramim, v'li nasata harim ugvos. This is what you gave me? So this is what you gave me? So that's why Naftali got upset. We'll finish the conversation and then we'll see how it, a comment on that. Amar lo, we'll see the question. Stop being upset, Zvulun. Everybody's going to need you when they need the chilazon to get the dye for the tcheles. They'll need you. You're very important. Shenemar, amim har yikra'u. The nations will come to the mountain. Usfune tamune chol, and hidden in there are those who are tamun in the chol. Tani Rav Yosef, svune ze chilazon. That's the chilazon. Tamune ze teris, some other type of fish that was a delicacy. Rashi says dag shakoran tunina. Maybe it's tuna. Chol zuchuchas levana. They have special sand. They can make fancy glass kalim. Amr Lafana of Rabbona Shalala Mimodieni. This is still a conversation between Shevet Zvulun. Who's going to let me know? Rashi says, La Seisli Damim. Maybe the people are going to take without paying, so I'm not going to get anything for it. Amr Lo, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. There they will sacrifice righteous karbanos. Simen Ze Yehelecha. Kalanota Mimcha Belo Damim. Einamol Beprakmatia Shalo Klum. It's all Zivchei Tzedek. Anybody who takes from you, it's not, as we say, Eina Roa Simen Bracha, as we had on yesterday's daf, in terms of, a couple of days ago's daf, in terms of Milacha. In terms of Milacha, Eina Roa Simen Bracha, we had yesterday. Yeah, yesterday's daf. Einamol Beprakmatia Shalo Klum. So they won't see anything. That'll be a simon. So if anybody succeeds, it must be that they didn't take it illegally. But now we have the question. This was all leading up to a question. And if Kitron is Sipori, what was he upset about? Sipori was unbelievable. So it was on the high points, right? Like Naftali. Naftali Merome Sada. That's, by the way, why the Nitziv's Sefer is called Merome Sada. His name was Naftali. Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. Naftali Merome Sada. So he milsed that Divatuva. He had something great. So what would he have been if Kitron is really Tzipori? So then what would Zvulun have been complaining about? This is something that many people would have wanted. Stop there in the question for a minute before we answer it. Let's just mention a diuk in a Rashi. We mentioned this in the past, but not for a long time. So I'll mention it again. If you look in Parsha Shoftim, Rashi hiddenly, but the Bali Musar point out that when we have the Mashuach Melchama giving the pep talk and saying, whoever just built a house and did not get to live in it could go home. And whoever planted a vineyard and whoever got married. So the pasuk could have said, whoever built a house and didn't get to live in it could go home because maybe he's going to die in war. But the Bali Musar point out there's three extra words in the Torah. The ish acher yachnechenu. Maybe he's going to die and someone else will be machanechet. Or somebody planted a vineyard. Velochi alo, he should go home. But yamas b'mochama, the ish acher yachal alenu. Yelech v'yashov lebeitzov, he just got married. Penyamas b'mochama, the ish acher yikachena. What's the emphasis? Just say he might die. And we want him to enjoy the fruits of his labor, literally and figuratively, a little bit of enjoyment. Rashi, v'dvar shel agmas nefesh huzeh. This is agmas nefesh. It's all Rashi says. What's Rashi driving at? I mean, agmas nefesh, of course he's in pain. So the Bali Musars point out that no, ish acher, it's much more difficult when somebody else gets something and I don't get it. If I don't get it, fine. But if I don't get it, somebody else gets something, That I can't deal with. If I give my child something, all the children equally, fine. If I don't give them anything, fine. But if I give one and not the other, forget it. What did you give them for? That's the ish acher, dover agmas nefesh huzeh. Right? It's much worse when somebody else has something that I don't have. That's exactly what we see here in the Gemara. Shevet na zvolen. They seem to have been fine, but all of a sudden they come and they start battling and they start seeing other people's properties. Right? Once they saw Naftali Amro Mesadeh. So that was something that they couldn't keep inside. Human nature, that we know of ad hayom hazeh. Okay, so back to the question. The Gemara says right in the middle of the daf. Right, if Kitron is Sipori, what were they complaining about? That's a wonderful piece of real estate. The chi tema de lesba zavas chalav udvash. And if you want to say, well, maybe they didn't have in their land zavas chalav udvash. What does that mean? A land flowing of milk and honey? Isn't it all Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi explains, based on Chazal elsewhere, well, it means goats have milk. Goats that eat figs. And the fig, the honey from the figs flow out into the milk, and that's why it's a land flowing with milk and honey, and it makes a nachal. So they don't have any of those. They don't have goats eating figs. So is that why they're complaining? V'yamarei shlakish, that's not true. L'didi chazi li zavas chalav udvash titzipori, I saw it in tzipori v'havye, shisha asar mil. I saw it's a major area in tzipori, so they did have that. They did have that. So what were they complaining about? Interesting, the Gemara here that says that milk and honey, that's what it means. The some achronim relate this to another Gemara. Meir Shapiro. Meir Shapiro is quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf. Says that the Gemara in Brachas tells us on Davav, how do you know that milk is mutter to eat? Why isn't it Eiver Menachai? Why do you know milk is mutter to eat? So the Gemara ends up proving it from the fact that the Torah is Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Avas Cholav Udvash. And it's not possible that the Torah would be Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael, something that's also to eat. Right? Cholav has to be mutter. If the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that it's Eretz Avas Cholav Udvash, El Muchach, says the Gemara says that Cholav must be mutter to eat. Ask the Achronim on the Raya, but the Torah also praises Eretz Yisrael in other areas. Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel. When we are Eretz Achsov Nechoshes, you can't eat rocks. So how is that? So you see, praise doesn't mean you could eat it. It must mean you could use it. So maybe here, Vada Ena Shavach Ba Barzel and Nechoshes Efshel Lechol Oso Ela Mishim Sheni Dan Lizchar. But you can do business with it. So maybe here too, maybe Eretz Yisrael, you can do business with milk. Maybe you can't drink it. But you could sell it to a non-Jew. So again, what's the raya? What does the Gemara mean? That, it's Eretz Vas Chalav Udvash. It must be that you can eat it. It's not usher. So says Meir Shapiro, the raya, put that Gemara and Bechoras Davav along with our Rashi here. Milk and honey doesn't mean plain milk. It means that it gets intermixed, right? The goat's milk and the honey that they have from the dates goes in. If it would be usher to drink milk, then the tarovis would be usher too. So the whole thing would be usher, and that would not be an eretz that is praised with him. No, shachol of usher ba'chilu mutarak b'schora ain't shum milo b'kach. There's no milo that the milk mixes with the honey in our gemara. Shari dvashol te'enim mutter bein b'chilu bein b'schora, and when it would get mixed up, you'd only be able to do business with it. Nimsa shebemasha cholav misari v'madvashi shichisarin v'vamala. And if the Torah wrote it as a milo, it must be that it's mutter. So Meir Shapiro puts our Rashi in our gemara along with that gemara b'choras davav to explain to us why milk is mutter to drink. Gemara Avodah Zarah also discusses, what about honey? Why is honey? Usually the rule is, based on the Mishnah Bechoras, Ayotze min atame tame, Ayotze min atar atar, and doesn't honey come out of bees? So Gemara discusses, maybe bees is just a transport, it doesn't really come from bees, but that is a thought from Rav Meir Shapiro, always special to quote his name during any of the dafim, right? We talk about him on Zayin Cheshvan, that's his yard site, the day that we start davening St. Telematar in Eretz Yisrael. But anytime we could quote him is a zchus. Good. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, and if you say that they didn't have zvas chalav udvash, they have plenty. The chitema, right in the middle also. The chitema delona fisha di day kedachua. And if you want to say they were just jealous, they had eretz zvas chalav udvash, but they didn't have as much as their brethren, as the rest. V'hama Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, lididi chazi li zavas cholav udvash, to call ara di Yisrael, I saw it all. V'havik mi beikubi at akra de tulbaki. and I saw it, that it was from this place, Bekubi, to the port of Tulbaki, Esrin Vitartin Parsi, Urcha, 22 Parsos length, Upus Yeshisa Parsi, and the width was 6. So if you do the math, Zvulun has 1/8 of the entire area. So it's 1/8 of the entire area. So then what are they jealous about? So the Gemara answers, Afilu hachi, Sados ukramim adifale. Sados and kramim are adit. They still wanted that. Tekanami dechsib natali amro mesada shvamira. That was what they were persisting with. Amro mesada, that's what they really wanted. And that is why the Zvulun was jealous until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to have the tchelas, you're going to have, everybody's going to have to come to you to buy it from you. Okay. We continue. Amar Rebbe Avohu. Amar Rebbe Avohu, says Rebbe Avohu, the Ekron Te'aker, Ekron will be uprooted, says the Gemara. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, the Ekron Te'aker, Zu Kesari Bas Edom, what's that referring to? Ekron, a Pasuk in Tzfania, will be uprooted. This is referring to Kesari, which is Kesaria Bas Edom, She Yosheves Ben Acholos, which is among the sand dunes. Area. Vehi Isa Yasei Tekuah LiYisrael B'mei Yevanim. Already in the times of the Yevanim, it caused problems for Klal Yisrael. Ukesha Gavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai V'Nitzchum. And when the Chashmonai were able to be victorious, Malchus Beis Chashmonai, and overcome, Ayakaron also Achidas Migdal Shir. That was the new name they gave to it. Remember, whenever we mention the Malchus Beis Chashmonai, always have to remember the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, where the Ramban, against the Pashas of the Rambam, who doesn't mention anything about it, the Rabban says, even though Hanukkah is an amazing, wonderful holiday, there is a tinge of negativity that we have to remember in the background. Because the Rabban says, after the Chashmonaim won, they shouldn't have been Malchus Chashmonaim. After all, they were all Kohanim. Separation of church and state, Yadus believes in, right? Shevet Yehuda has the Malchus, and the Chashmonaim have Kahuna. They should have won the war, they were the only soldiers, then given it over to somebody from Malchus based David. And that's why only the Ramban can say this. The Ramban says that's why, tragically, hundreds of years later, there was nobody left from the whole Chashmonaim dynasty. Because they were violated this law that has national effects. The Ramban makes no mention of this. The Ramban says it on Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. He holds that's an Isser incumbent upon all of the Shvatim. But that's Malchus based Chashmonai in the Ramban's view. Again, Rove Rishonim, but the fact that they don't say anything negative, but the Achronim explicated, assume that no. There was no Malchus based David. There was nobody there that could have taken over at that time. So it's not their fault. If there's nobody to be the king, you need a king. So, but Makam Shainish, you have to do this. It's not an Isser that applies, and if not, you're not going to have a king. But that is the famous sheet of the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. I will remove the blood from his mouth, and the disgusting items from his teeth. What is this referring to? Referring to Avodah Zarah that will be uprooted. What is the last phrase? This will be left for our God? Elu bate knesios ubate medrasha sheba edom. The shuls, everything will be destroyed, all the Avodah Zarah will be destroyed, but the shuls and the bate medrash in Edom will remain and be returned. Maybe you can connect this to the Gemara elsewhere. We're going to have later on in Megillah, where Brachas also refers to it, that all of the shuls and bate medrash throughout the world are going to become part of Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. Next phrase, V'haya ka'aluf b'Yehuda ve'ekron ki'yevusi, and aluf will be like aluf in Yehuda, and ekron will be like Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Ela tar'atayos v'karkasayos. These are the theaters and the circuses. Sheba Edom, Sha'asidin Sare Yehuda l'lamid b'hem Torah barabim. In the future, the theaters and the karkasayos in Edom will be places of learning where there will be great Torah taught barabim. This is a line that is much quoted halacha l'maisa. Tosfos Azir starts with Tosfos. What are these tartios v'karkasayos? These theaters, these circus, this entertainment centers in days of old of Edom. Tosfos says they're going to become shuls. They're going to become yeshivas. Are you allowed to make a base of Avodah Zarah into a shul? Are you allowed to go in there and be makadishid? So Tosfos says here, yesh mefarshim bate avodas kochavim. Some say when the Gemara here says theaters, it means mamish bate Avodah Zarah. Umechana osam tartayos lashon cherpa v'karkasayos. It just nicknames them with a lashon of disparaging. V'koshe lomar, says Tosfos, it's hard to say that. She'osan mekomas mitunafos yachol lilmot sham Torah. Elavade Lishmama Yehabim. Here we amenu. Tosfos says, remember, Bali Tosfos lived in the times of the Crusades. He says, no, Chas v'shalom, they're going to become shuls. They should just be totally destroyed, obliterated. V'rotzelomar, batim, shemis asfim, sham levachal, over the Avodah Kochavim. It means where the over the Avodah Zorah just get together to have meetings. But it doesn't mean actual Bate Avodah Zarah. That is Shitas Tosfos. And the Ritva also says the same thing, but this is really a Machlokas Rishonim. Other Rishonim don't say it, and it sounds like from the Gemara that one can change it. And Halacha L'Maisa, what can one do that? This is a big discussion in the Poskim. Where is it discussed? Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. Kuf Nun Dalet. I was once in a shul, in a certain city, it's not the only one, that was made from a church. It used to be a church. You walk into it, you can see the pews. It looks like a church. But they made it into a shul. How are you allowed to do that? Is one allowed to, that? This Gemara, this is the Gemara in Shas where the post can talk about it. Is this appropriate? So the Rama writes in Kuf Nun Dalet. The Rama writes, Neira, the Shulchan Aruch, Neira Shul Shava Shenasam Kuzav Avodas Elilim, candles. In those days, candles were very valuable. No electricity. Are you allowed to use candles from a base of Avodah Zarah in a shul? He says, what happens if you had a candle? A kibon shamash shanu nisan malachim liyisrael. The shamish in the base of Avodah Zarah put them out. Aser lahalikim bebeis haknesses. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to use them in a shul. Rama, avishim mutarim lahedyo. You can use them at home if they're not, they're batel, they're not usher anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Machlokes. Kasev ul'inyin lasos mi beis tifla shel akum beis haknesses. To make a church into a shul. The Magen Avram quotes the Yireim lahakel. Va'atam ki lo nevada bayis atzvon. The Magen Avram says, because they don't worship the building itself, it's not nasser bahana, it's mechuba l'karka. So it can't become nasser bahana, it's attached. And the Eliyahu Rabbi, so to lahachmir, this is a machlokas aposkim. Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, change the structure a little bit. Don't just go in there and start davening. Change the windows, the wall, move this wall, do something to change it. And in that way, you could be Makadishib. That is an important discussion that is had. The Tzitz Eliezer has not exactly the same, but the Tzitz Eliezer writes, or Moshe also has a tshuva about this as well. He says, there were many people, he wrote this in Tavshin Lamed Dalet in 1974, exactly 40 years ago, in Av, right? Just over 40 years ago. Be'isser arichas minyani tfila be'ulamos hamishamshin l'makomos to'eva v'natza u'pritzas v'holos. Says Eliezer, we know, is in Yerushalayim. It was obviously a case he was talking about. It says, let's say there was some type of disco club, some type of place where, right, pritzas v'holos took place. Are you allowed to have a minyan there? Let's say you rent it out on Shabbos. Let have a minyan there on Shabbos. That is not so clear. Not so clear whether that is mutter. And it might even be better to be a base of Avodah Zarah where it's not Jews. Right? If it's a makom of Yehudim, not. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Let's say the only place in the city where Orthodox minyan can rent space is in a conservative shul. Are you allowed to rent space to make a minyan there? So Moshe says you have a separate entrance. There's Maris Ayin issue too. Because they're very serious issues, but it all comes from this line in the Gemara of the theaters and the circuses being one day. Yehudim, the Jews, will learn Torah Barabim in those places. And the machlokas is, does it mean mamish, bati avodah zarah, or not? Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, leshem zupamius, ekron te'aker, zukesri bas edom. That's this place, she is a metropolis, shamalachim. That was a metropolis for other nations. Ika da amre, de marbi ba malachim. Some say that they raise kings there. Ika da amre, de mukmi mini malachi. They appointed kings there. Either way, something about the governmental officials of the other nations. Kesari bi Yerushalayim. If you have this area of Kesaria, that was a major Greek center. Im yom alecha adam charvu shtein. If somebody tells you they're both desolate, they have both been destroyed, Yerushalayim and this place, al tamin, don't believe him. Yashvu shtehen, they're both settled. Altamin, don't believe. Charva kisari v'yashvu Yerushalayim. Charva Yerushalayim v'chayshra kisari, ta'amin. We have a misora that they will never be built at the same time. If their kisari is built, Yerushalayim is still desolate. And the opposite will occur, la'asil lavo. Shnei amar, imala ha'charava, I will fill up that which is desolate. Imaleyazu charevazu, imaleyazu charevazu. Right, it's opposite. One goes up when the other one goes down. And the other pasuk, as we know, by Yaakov and Esav, the reality described, and that's the other way, that when one is up, one is down. Again, can never be the same together at the same time. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo discusses this as well, that just a little more of, it's not automatic. What's the automatic? If we do tshuva, so we get Yerushalayim being rebuilt, so then these symbols of our enemies will be destroyed. So we have to use our heads, right? It's one is up and one is down. And if we're not doing tshuva, so then this Kesari will still be strong. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, weiter more, Rabbi Yitzchak darshening psukim. My dechsiv yuchan rasha, ba'lam atzedek, showing favor to a rasha, ba'lam atzedek, he didn't learn justice. Amar, this is alluding to a conversation that took place between Yitzchak and Hashem. Amar Yitzchak lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, yuchan Esav, please show some favor to Esav. Remember, he loved Esav even then and throughout history. Amar lo, says Hashem, rasha hu. But he's a Rasha, that's the Pasuk, right? Yuchan Rasha. Omar lo ba'lama tzedek. What is ba'lama tzedek? So Rashi says this is bitmiya. Ein adam yachol. Is there anybody who could be dalakas chusim? Is there anything good about him? The Rasha is a different shabbat. We'll just go with Rashi. Omar lo be'eretz nechochos ya'avel. In the land of nechochos, what does that mean? The land of the upright. That's Eretz Yisrael. Ya'avel, he's going to cause trouble. Meaning that they're going to destroy Esav and his descendants are going to cause terrible destruction in Eretz Yisrael. Omar lo, Yitzchak says, if that's the case, emkein bal yira geos Hashem, okay, I submit and I give in. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says something else now. May dechsiv the following pasuk in Tehillim. And this following drasha is quoted by many to try to figure out when in history this took place. Al titein Hashem ma'avye rasha. Hashem should not give the desires of the rasha in zimamo. His nose ring. So mom is a nose ring. Al tafik, don't take out. Meaning control him. Keep him in check. Yarumu sela. So who is this? Amar Yaakov of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Previous was Yitzchak talking to Hashem. This is Yaakov. Ribbono shel Olam, atitein le'Esav arasha davas libo. Don't let Esav do what he does. Control him, please. Zemamo al tafik, don't take out his nose ring. Zu germamia shel Edom. This is Germami of Edom, Yaakov is referring to, Shil Malihen Yotzin, if they would be able to do what they really want to do, Machriven Kala Olam Kula, the entire world will be destroyed. Machriven, the entire world will be destroyed. The Gra in two places, the Gra in Yuma, and Afyud, in the Hagos HaGra quoted, that's quoted there, and also the Elio Rabbah. Which is the Gra is different on every Seder Mishnayos. His commentary on Mishnah is called something different. Shnos Elio on Moed. On Tara says Elio Rabbi. He writes there on a Mishnah in Nagam in the second parak that the Girsi here should be Germania, not Germania. And it's referring to Germany. Referring to Germany. And that was the Gra. Obviously, was hundreds of years before the Shoah. But again, a lot of the history of the country of Germany, as we see, is alluded to in this pasuk. What's the double lashon of machriven kol ha'olam kulo? So one could connect this to the Taz. The Taz in Ilchus Yom Kippur discusses what we say on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. Miloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. Hashem, please be a melech on the entire world. What's the double lashon of kol ha'olam kulo? Just say kol ha'olam. Or ha'olam kulo. What's kol ha'olam kulo? Says the Taz, we usually have a principle of rubo kakulo. Majority is good enough. But that's not what we're davening for. Miloch on the entire world. Kol ha'olam kulo. Not rubo kakulo. The entire world. That's the double lashon, says the Taz, that we daven for. So maybe that's also here. They would destroy the entire world if they really did what they wanted to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us. We mentioned in the past the story that it was a priest that once came to Rav Chaim Ivolozhin and said, ask them a pshat and a pasuk in Tehillim, right? They know a lot of Tanakh better than we do, right? So it says in Hallel, Haluas Hashem kol gayim shabchu kol ha'umim, all the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chasto, says the priest of Chaim Yivolozhin. Well, this doesn't make sense. We're going to praise your God because he gives you chesed? We'll never do it. Ki gavar aleinu chasto. So Chaim Yivolozhin says, no, it's pashut. He says, we don't know most of the things that you have planned for us. We don't know. We know a few things that we're able to intercept and defend. But we don't know half the things. So, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, all the nations know much more than us. And when the Mashiach comes, everything is clear, they will give praise that Hashem had chesed on us. Because so much of their plans were foiled without our even knowing. And that's what the Gemara says here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding back our real enemy, even with all the tzaras that we have. We still wouldn't be here without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. It's even a tshuva in the Sheilas Yaveis. He has a tshuva whether if there's a ger that says they're from Edom, they're from Germany, you know, are you allowed to accept them? And this was a couple hundred years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right, 1600s, 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, al dvar hager abba me'eret italia, nistapakti imutar bi'israelis. From Rome, they come from Edom, and here, Germania shall Edom. So again, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, if somebody converts, we generally, they are motivated properly, we generally accept them if they've gone through the process. Okay, weiter. Amr Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Trasmea Kitiri, Taga, Ikaber Germania shall Edom. There are 300 crowned princes in this country, in this Germania of Edom. And there are 365 princes in Rome. And they each fight each other. And every day they're tarud in appointing new governments, and therefore, Klal Yisrael is left alone. Says Rav Dessler, what does this Gemara mean? It means that everything in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with a destiny of Am Yisrael. Why are two totally stranger nations fighting in the middle of Africa? Why are they having a fight? Why are two other nations in control? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distracting them. It's all behind the scenes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, and making sure that we, that Am Yisrael Chai, Am Yisrael continues throughout the ages. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Em Yomar Lecha Adam, famous lines, Yagati V'lo Matzati. If somebody says, I worked hard, but I didn't get the answer. Lo Matzati, Al Tamin, don't believe him. Somebody works hard, they get results. Lo Yagati Matzati. If somebody says, I didn't work hard, but I got the answer. Al Tamin, I found my goal. Al Tamin, don't believe them. Because even if they did it, that's not really their goal. A goal is only after working hard. Yagati umatzati, working hard and finding time in, and then that you can believe. Hanimili, the Gemara adds on a couple of limitations. Hanimili b'devei Torah. This is all in Torah. These limitations. Got to work hard to accomplish in Torah. Ava b'masu matan siyata hu min shemaya. But masu matan business, it's siyata d'shemaya. You could work hard and it can't work, and you cannot work hard and it can work. It's all a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'devei Torah, and even in devei Torah lo amran ela l'chidudei. But even in Torah, it's only in terms of being sharp, to be sharpened, to come up with chidushim. But to remember things, siyata min shemayhi. It's also siyata d'shemaya. We want to remember something, we have to work hard, and then we'll be zocha to siyata d'shemaya. It's a beautiful thought that the Eitz Yosef has, and this Gemara connects it to the Gemara Nida about learning all of Torah in utero. It says, why is it called if you work hard, why is it called a mitzia? Right, let's go back for a step before the Eitz Yosef. Why is it called a mitzia? So explain the Bali Musar that the Yisrael Salanter, because no matter what we get in life, we can't view it as, oh, it's totally, it's because of me. I worked hard and I got it. Even if I work hard, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me. It's like a mitzia. The Eitz Yosef connects us to the Gemara Nida Lamed, Laman Aleph, about learning all of Torah in utero. Because when we work hard, we're getting back, we're finding the mitzia that we were caused to lose on the way out when we got flicked by the malach. That's why it's called a mitzia. Because it's something that we had lost and we now find. Beautiful. I'm sorry, the Chiddush Yerim said the other one that is always called a mitzia. Weiter. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Imar Isa, this is all Rabbi Yitzchak. This whole davar is Rabbi Yitzchak darshining psukim. Imar Isa, Rasha Shasha, Masacheches, Lo'at Isgarabo. If you see a Rasha that's on top of the world, don't start up with him then. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him his due now. So get him in Olam Abba. Shenemar Al Tisgar B'mereyim, V'lo Od El Shadracha Matzlichim, he's going to have success. Shenemar Yachilu Drachav B'chal Eis, V'lo Od El Shazoche B'din, and he'll also be Zoche. So don't start up with him then. Shenemar Maro Mishpatecha Minegdo, V'lo Od El Sharoa B'sonav. He'll be able to look his enemies in the eye and push him down. Shemar Kolzor Rab Yafiach Bahem. Any, is this really true that you shouldn't start up? Yamar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Mutar Liskaris Bersham Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to. Shemar Ozvei Torah Yahalalu Rasha. V'Shomri Torah Yizkarubam. The Shomri Torah should start up. V'Tanya Rabbi Dostoy Bar Matun Amar Mutar Liskaris Bersham Olam Hazeh. You're allowed to. V'Imlech Shachadam Lomar. And if you want to know, if somebody whispers to you and says Al Tischar B'Miriam Al Takani Bose Avla. Right, don't start up with them. Mishalibo Nokfa Omer Kane. That's somebody who's just not confident in their spiritual state would say that. Ela Altiskar Bimereyim Lihios Kimereyim. You know how you read that pasuk? Don't start up with Mereyim, meaning don't be like them. Valtakani Bose Avla Lihios Kose Avla. That's what it means. Don't be jealous of them, the Gomer. So what do you see from this whole statement? You can't start up with them. So, distinctions. Lokasha habamili didei habamili d'shmaya. Depends if it's about anything else in life, don't start up with them. Habamili d'shmaya, mitzvahs Torah, then you could start if you're standing up for Torah. V'ibayaseima hava habamili didei, or everything is mili didei, about stam items. V'lokasha habitzadik gomur, habitzadik she'eno gomur. Depends if somebody is completely righteous. And none of us can look at ourselves and say we're completely righteous, so we don't start up. Tamar Rav Huna. We say elsewhere where there's such a distinction. May dechsiv, lama tamit bogdim, tacharish bevala, rasha tzadik mimenu. Why are you looking at the traitors and are quiet when a rush is swallowing a tzadik more than him? Chabkuk explains. Tzadik complains. Tzadik mimenu boleya, tzadik gomor ain't a boleya, only a tzadik from him. So you see there's a difference between a tzadik gomor and a tzadik she'eno gomor. A tzadik gomor is not swallowed up by the rasha. V'ibayis eimo, third answer, shah misachekas lo shayni. Rabbi Yochanan would agree, if there's a special time where you see the special mazel for this rasha, don't start up with him then. Period. Okay, last section, Amar Ula, Italia shalavan, this area, Zukra, Gadol Sharomi, that's a great city of Rome, Havis Tlasme, Aparsa, Tlasme, Aparsa, it's huge. V'yesh Bashin Samachesh, Shavakim, Kibin Yimosacham, there are 365 marketplaces there. The Kadin Shabakul, Lunchel, Melchri, Ophos, and the smallest one sells birds, Vavi Shisha Asarmil, Shisha Asarmil, that's the smallest. Umelach Soe Bechol, Yom Be'achem Mehem, and the king goes to one of them each day, Vahadarba, and the one who lives there, Avishin or Nolad Ba, whoever lives there, even if you weren't not native from there, Notel Pras, Bibes HaMelech, he takes a portion from the king. Nolad Ba, Vapisha, Enodar Ba, Notel Pras, Bibes HaMelech, and if you were born there, you also have rights. Vishlosha Zalav in Beibani Yishba, there are 3,000 bathhouses. Vachamesh Meos Chalonos, Malan Ashon Chutz Lachoma, and 500 windows take the smoke above the wall. Doesn't he make the wall dirty? It's so fancy. Tzido Echad Yam, one side of the city is Yam. Tzido Echad Harmagvos, mountains. Tzido Echad Mechitza, Shalbarzel, the other side is a metal wall. Tzido Echad Chulses Umetzula. It is sand and swamp, so it is totally protected. Rashi quotes that this big krach was built on the day that Menashe sinned. And the rest is history. We violate and we sin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causes the future to be not so positive for us. Okay, ad kan, the Agadata relating to the Psukim, and now we get back to Megillah. Says the Mishnah. Koros Megillah Adar Rishon v'des Ibra Hashanah. I read the Megillah on the first Adar, and then there was Ibra Hashanah. Sounds like you can do Ibra Hashanah, the second half of Adar. Korin Osab Adar Sheni. So you read an Adar Sheni, meaning you weren't Yotze the first Adar. The difference between first and second Adar is only Megillah and Matanos Levyonim. Sounds like everything else is the same. You could do Mishloach Manos. We'll have to see in the Gemara. The only difference is Mekriyas and Megillah and Matanos Levyonim. The Sfasemis says, this is a big Chiddush. You might have said, Matanos Levyonim, so you gave it to the Ani already. So let him keep it. We're still Yotzi. It's a Chovas Mamon. The Chiddush is no. You have to do that Maisa on Purim. Or have it given out on Purim. And now he says, does the Ani have to give it back? So the Sfasemis is suffix right here, but that's the Chiddush, Chovas Mamun. Chashuk Echemet here discusses, what about Mishinichnas Adar? Is there any Mishinichnas when it comes to Adar Rishon? Again, it might not have any nafkaminas. We mentioned at the end of Tainus that Mishinichnas Av is quoted because it has halacha lemaisa ramifications, not Mishinichnas Adar. Either way, let's do a little more. Ha, so the Mishnah says there's no difference except Megillah and Matanos Levyonim. Ha, le'inyin Seder Parshios. What about the Dalet Parshios, which we're going to have later in the Masechta? Zevezeh Shavin. So it's equal. You can do the Dalet Parshios in the first Adar too. Mani Masnisa, Lo Tanakama, V'lor B'lazer Rabbi Yosi, V'lor Shavim Gamliel. The Mishnah is not like any of the following three opinions. Titania. Because Tosefta says, Koras Megillah Adar Rishon v'Nesabra Hashana, Koras Adar Sheni. If you read in the first one, you got to read in the second. Shekal Mitzvah, Shenoagas B'Sheni, Noagas B'Rishon. Because all the Mitzvahs that are Noagas in the Sheni, Noagas B'Rishon, Chutz Mimikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you got to do again. The other Mitzvahs could be in the first. Rablazer Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Koras Adar Sheni. No, you don't have to read another Sheni. Shekal Mitzvah, Shenoagas B'Sheni, Noagas B'Rishon. Wow. Rablazer Rabbi Yossi holds, you had Purim in the first one? Fine. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Yossi, Af Koronos Abad Hasheni, like the first opinion. No, you gotta read it again. Shkal Mitzvah, Shenogos B'Sheni, Einogos B'Rishon. V'shav and Behesped of Atainis, Shasurim B'Zeh B'Zeh. But everybody agrees, you can't have Hesped or Atainis even on Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan as it's called. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between opinion 1 and 3? Reb Shimon Gamliel Haino Tanakama. Opinion 2, we know. You can read it the first Adar and you don't say. What about 1 and 3? Amra Papa Seder Parshios Iki Binayu. The difference is the Dalet Parshios. The Tanakama Savar Lechadchila B'Sheni. You should do it in the second one, surrounding Purim. The Ovid Barishon Ovid. But if you did it in the first, fine. Barmi Mikra Megillah, but you still have to repeat the Megillah. The Afal Gav the Kara Barishon Kara B'Sheni. Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yosi Savar Afila Mikra Megillah Lechadchila Barishon. Rabbi Rozi says, but this is the second day, that says, no, for, you can do it in the Rishon, no problem. Rishon Gamliel Savar, Afilu say the Parshios, Ikar Barishon Karbashani. Just like you gotta read Megillah again, you gotta read the Dalet Parshios again. So that's all the Tosefta. So now we relate it to our Mishnah. Mani, who is our Mishnah like? Which of these three opinions? We'd rather not say it's a fourth. Itanakama Kasha Matanos. If it's the Tanakama, the problem is Matanos Lev Yonim is not mentioned. Ira in the Brisa. Ira Lazar Reb Yossi Kasha Amimikra Megillah. Lazar Reb Yossi says you can read the Megillah in the first one. He's for sure against our Mishnah. Ira Shimon Gamliel Kasha say their Parshios, because Shimon Gamliel seems to say you can't just say the Parshios in the Sheni. And our Mishnah says the only difference is Mikra Megillah. So two answers. Number one, the Olam Tanakama. Vitana Mikra Megillah. But who had Matanos Lev Yonim? Tabahatalia. It doesn't mention Matanos Lev Yonim, but it means it too. Haba Hatalia, as we mentioned earlier, the Ani's eyes are looking to the tztaka when they hear the Megillah. Viba Yisayim a second. La'olam Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He really is the third opinion. Umasitza Chazirim Achzera, and the Mishnah is missing. V'hachik Tani, this is how it should read. Ein ben arba asar shabadar rishon, liyudala shabadar sheni, ela mikra Megillah, umatanos. Halenin hespit, v'tainis, zevezeh shavin. If you say the Parshios lo airi, say the Parshios is not on the agenda. It's just talking about Mikra Megillah and Matanos and the mitzvos of Purim. Finishing up, Amar Bchibar Avin, Amar Reb Yochanan, Halach Hilchazak Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shamar Reb Shimon Reb Yossi, Amar Reb Yochanan, Bishnei, actually we will, oh, there's two more lines. Amar Reb Yochanan, Shemikot Echad Darshu. And they both all darshan the same pasuk, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Reb Lazar Reb Yossi, Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Adar Samach L'Shvat, just like Purim is always in the Adar next to Shvat, because it's usually only one. Avkan Adar Samach L'Shvat. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Adar Samach L'Nisan. Avkan Adar Samach L'Nisan. So that is their Li Mudim. Well, to figure out exactly what we paskin, we'll talk about some of this Bez Hashem next time. And again, it's a big lumdish discussion. Will the real Adar, according to this middle opinion, the Kalina Megillah in the first month, is he really saying that that's Purim? It's the same exact Adar. We're talking about yard sites and bar mitzvahs. There's a lot to talk about in the Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni discussion. Okay, we'll stop here.